Peace, love, and light, so family. Welcome back to Queen Talk LA. Today we are going to be discussing the wolf moon and how it can be known to bring intense changes, specifically for 2024. As 2021's first full moon, the wolf moon is an ideal time to clarify your goals and intentions for the year. Astrologically, full moons represent a time of fulfillment and cultivation. It's a time when our emotions, our intuitions are heightened, and we can see things a little bit more clearly. Today, precisely at 12:54 p.m., the wolf moon will peak, and we will be able to feel potentially a stir of intense feelings or potentially drama. I really like to be mindful of full moon energy because it helps me to challenge myself in letting go of any repressed fears or insecurities that can potentially limit my potential. I also really like to be aware of the full moon because it can help me put into perspective interactions I have throughout that day. That could be with coworkers, with family members, with friends. Hold on. Trinidad, stop it. He wants to say hi to you guys and Happy New Year, I assume. But I always really like to be mindful of the full moon. Sometimes I really do try to take off full moon days or make sure that I'm not working later in the evening because that's when people's emotions can be more heightened. But if I do have to work, it's just a good opportunity for me to be mindful about how my interactions are with other people, how they can be misconstrued or misconceived. And allow me to let go of any interactions that do not serve me. Because Leo is associated to ego and heart, the wolf moon is going to be a time of compassion, empowerment, and generosity. Events impacting your creativity and self-expression that occurred during last year's Leo's new moon may bring full circle moments now, okay? It's specifically for people who are in music, sports, entertainment, or in the arts. To work with this energy deeper, you want to consider looking into your desires and your willfulness to change, to be more passionate, more joyful, more happy in your relationships, not only personal, but professional, and your daily relationships. So it's essential that we frequently decide to not necessarily please others, but to do what's best for ourselves. So the wolf moon, again, is named that because it's the first full moon of the year. And when a full moon occurs in the moon, for the most part, it fully lights the sky. And since we're getting at kind of into that cold season, they say that like when you're in nature, that's when the wolves will call on that energy. Okay. And you know, it's really an interesting history behind it. According to old farmers' history, the name is believed to be associated to numerous civilizations where wolves would howl during the winter months when they were active. And the full moon in January was seen as a time when the wolves were the most vocal, hence the name Wolf Moon. It's also known as the centered moon or the frost exploding moon in a lot of indigenous cultures, as the wolf moon takes place during the center of the winter season. So what sign is the full moon January 2024 wolf moon? And so January's wolf moon falls in the sign of Leo. And Leo is a fixed fire sign, so you may feel like a strong desire to express yourself or to take bold actions. You know, this romantic and lighthearted full moon is also a great time to prioritize your relationships, to serve your inner child, and to prioritize creative projects. You know, just being able to balance that fiery enthusiasm with a sense of responsibility and also consideration for others can spread a lot of love. Spiritually, during this winter season, in the heart of the winter, the wolf moon appears, indicating a time of stillness and profound self-reflection. So the wolf moon is believed to symbolize the power and the strength of the wolves, which is also associated to our intuition, our loyalty, and really our strong connection to nature. This year, I encourage you guys to push yourselves deeper into your truth, giving you the courage to try new things and step out of your comfort zone. As we prepare to embark on the new 12-month journey, it can be a wonderful time to manifest something beautiful for your sign. So I'm going to go through some signs just briefly. And these are things that you can consider if this is your sign, when I get to your sign, about your correlation personally with the wolf moon. Okay, so for Aries, you know, that's going to be March 20th to April 19th. Yes, okay, so during this time, you might feel an extra inspiration in regards to creativity. I implore you guys to look into indulging your inner child. What are you ready to check off in 2024? Okay, so really looking at not just, you know, your relationships with others, but more importantly, your relationship with yourself. For our Taurus, April 20th to May 20th, I want you guys to be bold, and I want you guys to consider this confidence booster as encouraging you to stay true to your boundaries. Our bulls are looking to upgrade their lives and their living space for the new year's. And this can be a great time to clear out clutter from your office space, maybe releasing pent-up emotions that may be bubbling to the surface, and really start those healing practices, meditation, breath work, because that tension can really overwhelm us this year. So remember, breath work and meditation. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th. Speak from your heart, Gemini. Being transparent about what you experience and learn can open doors to new possibilities and connections right now, especially if you're planning to expand your network or your trade this year. Okay, so while I know it might feel uncomfortable to share vulnerable truths and to step out of your comfort zone, honesty and direct communication can really help us to let go of our experiences. And, you know, sometimes it is okay to vent. It is okay to just release those pent-up emotions and communicate more freely. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd. Practicing gratitude for what you have opened, you know, in regards to your doors of abundance is a priority. Keeping that in mind, if you consider, you know, managing your money and your resources during this fiery time, it can be a great start to rethinking your values and your income stream. So, is it time for a promotion, a new job, or a raise? Be sure to ask for what you really want this year during this time. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd. You know, all eyes are on you right now. It is Leo season for a reason, okay? So embrace this extra attention with this fiery moon. And it's important to kind of press pause and step away from those daily demands of life in your relationship. And again, check on yourself, okay? What achievements are you proud of? And how can you take that up a notch this year? Virgos, August 23rd to September 22nd. I know we're feeling a little like tired and sluggish right now, especially because of the dramatic energy from this wolf moon, right? But if you notice that you've been craving more me time and more rest, listen to your body and give yourself solitude and space so that you can catch up on your emotions and that extra sleep, okay? Be patient with yourself and others while you're working, especially during this emotional time where certain memories can pop up during this fiery illumination. Libra, that's going to be September 23rd to October 22nd. I feel like there's some like exciting news coming along. All right, so you've been working really hard behind the scenes, and now this radiant wolf moon invites you to be more confident in showcasing your unique creations and your gifts to the world. So while you may be tempted to shift your ideas and your appearance to appease others, baby, reframe that, okay? Stop trying to people please, remove that filter, and allow your support system to experience the real you. Remember, you are enough. Scorpio, what's good? October 23rd? Yeah, to November 21st. All right, things are starting to heat up over here, okay? We're starting to demand more respect, more recognition, especially in the workplace. I want you guys to ask for more support. I need y'all to take some breaks, and I want us to learn about our capacity. If you do not, baby, we're going to experience some burnouts this year, okay? So consider starting and ending your day with something joyful but grounding, yeah? So take it one day at a time and try to maintain a healthy work-life balance. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st. All right, baby, keep your passport close. I know we got that adventure going on all the time, but during this full moon energy, whether you're feeling like you want to escape to your favorite international destination or just bring a little bit of cultural experience to your palate, I need y'all to, you know, check in with yourself, okay? Really think about what you want this year in regards to your dreams. I want you guys also to level up on your skills. That means potentially getting a certificate. That means looking into graduating a little bit sooner. What are you passionate about? How are you going to look at sharing the wisdom that you've gained through your experiences this year? You guys are masters at being able to invite in the practical plans, but really being able to achieve those goals means that you have to feel grounded and stanced in your practice. So I want us to really look into fortifying ourselves by becoming more clear on our values. Capricorns, all right, that's going to be December 22nd to January 19th. Significant shifts are in play right now, okay? Emotionally, spiritually, whether you are working to release debt, if you're prioritizing deep emotional healing, or if you're just simply rediscovering what joy means to you, celebrate this process. Accepting where you are is really going to help to fortify you, right? And bring in powerful results. So just pace yourself and just enjoy the process. But really, really, really Work on prioritizing releasing those deep emotional pains and rediscovering what brings you joy. Aquarius, what's up, baby? It is our season, okay? I'm a little Aquarius myself, so I have to put a little drip on us. January 20th to February 18th. How you doing, okay? Yes, happy early birthday to you. Yes, it's our season. Tell them to throw some roses. Don't get mad if you're another sign, okay? It's just the love. It's time for us to soak up that extra love flowing towards us. I mean, during this beautiful full moon, it's time for us to focus on our closest relationships. You know what I mean? Are we having a little festivities for our birthday? Maybe we want to keep it just a little bit closer. Sometimes, you know, we like having different types of people around, but this season, this year, let's keep it a little close, okay? We don't need too many things popping off, right? Our partnerships may be tested. You know, sometimes we end up having those heated disagreements. So let's focus, and I'm telling you all this, I'm telling myself this, let's focus on resolving those conflicts instead of engaging in unnecessary drama. Because, you know, sometimes we be in the drama and sometimes we're just arguing because it's like, we're going to argue. Even if we know we're wrong, we're going to argue because, baby, that's what we do, period, right? This year, let's just cut that BS. Let's just evolve and focus on what really, really matters. And that is our closest relationships. That is spending time with ourselves and finding joy, but also just focusing on releasing a lot of those unnecessary conflicts. Okay. And last but not least, Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. I heard y'all feeling a little scattered. Okay. So let's take a little moment to slow down and get centered during this wolf moon. It's an important time to, again, reconnect with our health, mental, physical, emotional well-being. If you're really unsure where to start, maybe you're exactly where you need to be. Here at Queen Talk LA, you can explore a lot of the different podcasts that I have for you guys, really reliable sources and support. And I really just implore you guys, if you are new Pisces, you guys want to follow. Please click that follow button, right? So you can start keeping track of your results. Maybe you can listen to a different segment every week, ideally every day. You feel me? We are all about elevating. But I want to.